and see what you guys see. And it looks like a little screen right here in the right of my in the right eye, and I can just you know, see you guys like a big periff through the glasses. Looks nice.
Cameras on camera.
Machine on machine.
At this point, Mark, do you know how many snaps you kind of need to be ready for regular season, and what is kind of maybe a general number that you would like to have going into regular season?
I think right now I'm ready for the regular season to really just get things going. I mean, training camp has been really like on the go, really fast. So being in shape, that's the main thing, getting ready for the season. But preparing for a team is what you need a whole week for when you play on Sundays. So I think preparation is what's going to be needed for this game. You're only going to play a short period of time, but the small things that you can prepare for, it's almost like that sudden change in the game. How fast can you prepare for the little time that you have?
At this point in your career, do you start to get antsy? Do you start getting anxious for this regular season to get here?
Yeah, we had just a jersey on the day, and me and Vaughn, we were hustling around. All the guys were hustling around, saying, "Hey, man, we're ready for the game. We're ready to, you know, make those big plays." And I think it's a break of training camp for some of the veteran guys, and I mean, we're ready to go out there and play, ready to really, just get the job done, get the season started. This is what we've been waiting for, and get that bad taste out of our mouths from last year.
We saw a couple days ago you put on a move on Ty and let him know that you can still beat him. How's he done? You know, you've had him from the beginning, from off season.
Yeah, from OTAs all the way to minicamp, you can see how much he's matured. He's that athletic tackle that you need, but you got to get that technical work, that little small crafty things that you do with your hands, and little things that you know when the line is going to slide your way so you can overset me, knowing that you're going to have help inside. So he's seeing all those things, and from the first time when he came out here till now, I mean, he's a totally different guy, and you can see he played really well in the Seattle game against a good rusher.
What makes a 3-4 simple?
When you going in the 3-4, let's say if you're playing 4-3, you have usually like a two-gap type mentality, but in a 3-4, you have five linemen on the front end and only two linebackers, and it's a one-gap scheme. So my job is now I can be a lot more aggressive on the outside, set the edge on the outside to make sure everything is funneled to the guys in the middle, and it's like a one responsibility.
What do you see from Peyton throughout the camp now that it's over? You're a guy who's, learned how to, as an older player, how to make adjustments. It appears he's made some even in the future. What are your impressions of Manning's camp? What is it different than a year ago?
It's different than a year ago. It's crazy, but he's throwing the ball a lot harder and even more accurate than he even thrown it last year. Okay. I think that goes to diet, preparation, and how the practices are tailored to where it's not taxing on your body. And he's that player that he's always been, but a little bit more edge. And it's just an awesome thing.
You guys combined for 6 sacks. You didn't play in the game, but you combined for 6 sacks in the game Friday night. How exciting is that? You know, not just for you and Vaughn to have to lead everything, but to have a unit that can contribute from everyone on there.
And that's a testament to the coaches. From the ones all the way to the twos, guys can be productive and get in there and play. And when the starters are out there, I'm ready to see what we can do. I think everybody's going to be, playing this game, and it's a great opportunity to showcase how we need to be this year.
I saw you giving Shane Ray a little instruction on the side. How big of a contribution can he have as a rookie?
As a rookie, I think the rookie is just a title. He came in, he's athletic, he has, he's able to run fast, he's quick, he can do everything that, outside linebackers should be able to do. But it's all about mentally for me. I said, it's the mental preparation for the game, how you're going to approach, how guys are going to block you, how you're going to attack, and that's like 90% of it. I said the 10% you already have, you have to develop the small incremental things that make you a great player.
Vaughn was asked about Watt. He said he is a once-in-a-lifetime player, but Vaughn said, "I'm a once-in-a-lifetime player too."
That's right.
Is Vaughn, and if so, why?
There are certain guys that when they're out there playing, you can't teach what they do. Because your body's not going to do what theirs do. I mean, like bending around the corner 2 inches off the ground with 350 pounds on your back and still can make a sack, everybody can't do that. And Vaughn can do that. He's that special type of guy, can run with the speed of Demaryius Thomas, but have the power of DeMarcus Ware slash robot. So I just think that, Vaughn is that special guy, and he's a once-in-a-lifetime guy. You got to learn something from him.
Sounds like he's learning a little more technique. You joke all the time. He's just such an athlete. He can get away with pretty much anything. But is he starting to incorporate a little more of the technique part now?
Yeah, he's starting to incorporate it a lot more. I told him, when you get tired, sometimes, you're not going to be able to burst off the ball as fast. So you're going to have to use your hands a lot more. You're going to have to go with the chess match, figuring out how to leverage guys, how to play. And then once you get your breath back, you can, turn Vaughn back on. And he's sort of seeing that. And you can see how productive he's been in our training camp.
Should he turn himself and treat himself in the third person, like calling himself on and like you're calling yourself a robot?
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do that. You got to have an out-of-body experience, especially during training camp, because, I tell him usually at the end of training camp, 49 comes out and he doesn't want to do anything, so I have to change myself to the robotic man and try to just get through training camp.
You've been with Wade for a while, and he's now in his 38th year coaching the NFL. How do you see him? How does he still connect with players?
When you look at Wade, he's that guy to where it's almost like a father figure. When you see him, you don't want to do anything wrong, especially like in plays. And he's not going to be that rah-rah type guy. He has a lot of those coaches, and he's a guy that you want to play for. And pour your heart out, because you know how passionate he is for this game. If he's been coaching for 38 years and been productive, that is just a testament of how consistent, he can be throughout his years of playing. And, I'm glad to have him here in Denver.
Today was the last day for fans. It seems like you guys kind of took turns getting them going on certain days. Did that truly kind of – do you enjoy having them out there for this part of the game? Does that truly give you guys a little something?
Talking about Wade?
No, I'm talking about fans.
Oh,
this
yeah.
You guys took turns kind of like getting into
them. Yeah, it's when you always think about the 12th man, that's it's awesome, especially on defense. The 3rd and 10, 3rd and 8, and it's like that heartbeat of the stadium when you can have it be so loud that you can't really hear the guy beside you, not even hear the snap count. I mean, I'm not going to jump off sides, but on third down. But it's that 12th man that you need to sort of get you going, get you motivated to make those big plays, and it's a great opportunity. And I feel like, Denver has, the best fans in the league.
Good. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Over and out.